Good morning, Audio Boo. Today is Audio Mode Day 4. It's Thursday morning, the 4th of June. The time now is around 8:37 in the morning. I'm not working today. I have a day off. I don't know why I'm up so early, but anyway, that's the way it is. I have an appointment with the doctor at 9:30, so I'll be heading off in a little while for that. Just like one of the usual checkups. So today I want to talk about books and great reads and listens out there at the moment. So I use them. Every month I get 2 tokens on Audible. I use audible.co.uk. I think it's around £14, maybe 17, 18 euro, depending on the exchange rate, probably even 19 euro. And I get 2 books a month from Audible. That's www.audible.co.uk. I use the Forward Accessible Access website, so it's no pictures, and I have my wish list there, and it's fantastic. I love that. I also use Bookshare. Now, unfortunately, I'm an international user of Bookshare, so a lot of copyrighted American books aren't available to me. But there's a large range of books that are available, and I use the Voice Dream Reader app for that. And for anybody who doesn't know, the Voice Dream Reader app, I don't know much. It's a really good app. You can download some super voices. There was a recent update for that app yesterday, I think it was. And a new voice, an American, Avona, I think they call him, voice, really, really human sounding, very good. You can speed up quite fast, and she can read very well. I use James, he's another guy, another speech synthesizer, so you can check him out. There's a couple of them. Don't buy too many. You pay €2.99 or €4.99 for them. They're quite big though. They take up a lot of space. The one I bought yesterday takes up about 400 megs. So if you've got a small iPhone, say 16 gig iPhone, maybe don't buy too many, buy 2 or 3. That's all I bought. But it's bookshare.org. We joined them 3 years ago. It costs about $50 a year. To join them. You can borrow up to 100 books a month. Now, they have a lot of technical books, so if you're doing a computer course, they've got a lot of books on Pro Tools and A+ and networking and Java and any computer gadgetry you want to think of it, they've got all the books on that, and you can download them onto your Voice Dream Reader app and play them that way. If you've got a Braille display, you can read them as well. Some of the coded books will say, like the CSS, the Cascading Style Sheet, Missing Manual, or the Cookbook. Now, when I say cookbook, I mean code cookbook, cooking code rather than cooking food. So the Bookshare is a great, it's $50 a year. Now, to become a member, you have to prove you cannot read print. So, yes, I remember I had a guide dog myself. My guide dog went into an optician to get tested, to get her eyes tested. I felt silly, but it's a good thing to do. And I got my Bookshare membership, and I read quite a lot of books from Bookshare. There's a couple of authors there, like the George Martin books, they're great, the Game of Thrones. They only have the main one there for us. Unfortunately, the international copyright law doesn't extend the great selection at the moment, but every day, every year, that's growing. We get more and more books, so hopefully that keeps going. I also use Amazon, the Kindle books. I have the Kindle app on my iPhone. That's great too. And iBooks, of course. You can buy your books from the National Braille Print, the printing, what do you call that? The NBP. National Braille Press in America, the Boston one. You can buy them in EPUB format and download them onto iBooks or Voice Dream Reader. So that's kind of good too. So, maybe tomorrow I'll talk about some of my favourite authors. And that's it for today, Audio Mode Day 4. I'll talk to you all soon. Take it easy.